Good day. This is Paige Estrutori with your financial services online daily news wrap for Thursday, October 31st, 2024. Firstly, we're heading to Perth, where an unusual scam has resulted in jail time for a gym owner. Karen Salkild received a 3-year sentence for defrauding insurance firm TAL of over $700,000 by faking her own death. This strange and elaborate plan involved Salkild utilizing her ex-partner's personal details without their knowledge and creating an account under their name. She used the money to pay off business debts, but was caught out by suspicious transactions. Underscoring the community impact, Judge Stewart warned such scams could cause potential insurance rate hikes. A word of caution next for Australian motorists. Feel free to look away, but don't forget to lock up. Denied an insurance claim, one car owner learned a valuable lesson after a vehicle theft during a family event. Auto and General Services denied the claim, citing the unlocked car and unremoved keys, despite it being in sight. When it comes down to coverage, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority upholds auto insurance policies firmly. Locking doors isn't an optional precaution. It's absolutely necessary for theft coverage. Turning our focus now to a landmark decision that underscores the importance of workplace safety, even as remote work becomes prevalent. Lauren Virko's claim has been approved by South Australia's Employment Tribunal after she tripped over a puppy fence during a coffee break at her home office, sustaining an arm injury. The tribunal emphasized that even routine activities like having a break are integral parts of the workday, thereby requiring adequate safety protocols. Finally, the spike in scam reports in Australia demands our utmost attention. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority recorded a shocking 81% increase in scams in 2023 and 2024, causing significant financial distress. Chief Ombudsman David Locke warns against complacency, highlighting both the need for faster resolutions and more customer-oriented service in the face of increased insurance premiums and hardship assistance issues. Financial fraud is an ongoing and serious challenge, requiring robust resources and supportive response strategies. That's all for our financial news summary this Thursday. Stay informed, stay secure. From us here at Financial Services Online, aiding in your insurance, finance, and money management needs, thank you for listening. For more details, visit financialservicesonline.com.au. We'll be back with more updates tomorrow.